For an independent working class inquiry, the workers' movement should initiate a major investigation into Grenfell Tower and the implications for housing around the country, in addition to the official inquiry. It should be led by trade unions and residents groups, drawing on independent expertise. That investigation must be genuinely independent of government and profit interests, so it's free to draw out the implications of spending cuts and privatization, as well as make recommendations that do not compromise safety because of austerity. It should examine why recommendations following earlier fires were not implemented. The official inquiry is slow and too narrow. Even the initial report on events on the night of the tragedy has now been postponed to October. Who knows when the final report will emerge? All this has a knock-on effect on the possibility of criminal prosecution. Jail the killer housing criminals. Clean up the toxic waste. Investigate and clear up toxic waste from the fire. Scientists testing the area have warned that repeated assurances there was no risk are wrong. Although their work was government funded, we only know because the scientists leaked their information. An independent inquiry should also look at why false assurances were given. No safety, no rent. If residents are not satisfied that their homes are safe, the full backing of the workers' movement must be given to withholding rent and service charges. No safety, no rent. Cladding off now, bill the government money must not be a reason for further delay. The government should have funded immediate removal of dangerous cladding 2 years ago, it must do so now. The Tories have belatedly pledged £200 million, but this is inadequate. Claw the money back from irresponsible private landlords. If they refuse, or residents demand it, take them into public ownership. Property management must come under the democratic control of residents. Fight the cuts. Labour councils must refuse to pass on any further cuts. Stop all privatisation of housing, repairs and renovation. London Mayor Sadiq Khan must reverse all cuts to the London Fire Brigade and other Labour authorities must do the same. Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell must call for this immediately, and pledge a Labour government to reimburse any council which uses reserves and borrowing powers to make homes safe and reverse council cuts now. Build council homes. Jeremy Corbyn was correct to say that there is no solution to the housing crisis that does not start with a mass program of council house building. He has stated that council house building needs to return to the level of the late 1970s. That requires a return to grant funding instead of attempting to get crumbs from the private developers' table. The land and big construction companies should be nationalized under democratic working class control to facilitate this. Capital controls would stop international speculators driving up housing costs while leaving homes empty. Nationalizing the banks and financial system would guarantee that resources can be mobilized to meet housing need as part of a democratic, socialist plan for the economy. But local councils can begin today. They have powers to requisition those empty homes now, and must use them. Using the same reserves and borrowing powers that can reverse the cuts, they should start building council homes straight away.